Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you will find that all the features are completely free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As usual, much to discuss. Of course, your calls are the primary element, should you decide to make them. We will start things out here tonight with some, what I consider to be, I guess, pretty good news about what the American people, in the aggregate, in a polling sense, are thinking about the U.S. federal government. Because I am not a fan. Not a fan of the federal government. I'm not a fan of state or local governments either, but less so a fan of the federal government. And it's nice to know that I am not alone. And that you, if you feel similarly, are also not alone. Because when you look around and you see the government getting bigger, it can be pretty, dissuasive.
Discouraging.
Discouraging, yes, that's a good word. And you might think that, well, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe there aren't very many people like me. Maybe we're getting this big government because that's what people want.
Maybe it's inevitable. Maybe there's nothing you can do about it.
It sure can feel that way. And indeed, optimism in the country's system of government has dropped to a new low, according to ABC News, when measured against polls going back 36 years. And the public's belief that America is the greatest nation on earth, while still high, has fallen significantly from a level a generation ago. The results from the latest ABC News Yahoo News poll coming before the week's midterm election suggest that public disenchantment extends beyond its economic and political roots to broader questions about the country's governance and American exceptionalism. The bottom hasn't fallen out of national pride, however. 75% call the United States the greatest country in the world. But that's down from 88% when the same question was asked back in 1984.
You know, regardless of that, I don't think that really has anything to do with the bearing of the question. I might very well answer that way, too. Just because the system's irrevocably broken, it doesn't mean that most of the other systems out there aren't really screwed up.
Yeah.
This is, I think, the very best analogy for the cancer analogy. It's really like saying, oh, yeah, well, we've only got, melanoma of the skin or whatever. I don't know what they're all called. When you guys, you've got lymphatic cancer. Well, yeah, that's about right. When you say the United States government is the best government in the world, the United States is the best nation in the world, and I think those two statements mean something different to people. But when you make a statement like that, you're really not, you don't have great comparisons out there.
Sure, and of course, Americans are also, and everybody, I think, is probably a statement for most people around the world. I mean, most people live where they live, right? They don't get around a whole lot. Sure, they're
travelers. These governments that stink, by and large, yeah. The United States government stinks a little less than the rest of them. But, I mean, take a look at what it's like to be an immigrant. Apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently as a Mexican, you can't even come to the United States and shop.
For real?
That's what that's what it's been explained to me as people from Mexico. They can't even come across the border to shop. Why?
It's crazy.
Because they'll stay. Some of them will stay.
Yeah.
Some of them will go back home. But I didn't know that, and I may be wrong. If somebody knows different, please let me know. I'm sure that
it goes the other way around.
I'm sure you can come from England or Canada and do some shopping though.
But you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, what you need as a Mexican citizen is a plane ticket to Canada.
So, yeah, you're right, Mark. I mean, yes, Americans are going to consider their country the best in the world, but then again, how many Americans or anybody studies the relative freedom of other places? How many Americans are familiar with the Economic Freedom of the World Index, which is published on a yearly basis by two very similar reports are published yearly, one by the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative think tank in Washington, D.C., and then the other one is the Free the World Foundation. And you'd think that the Heritage Foundation would have an interest in promulgating the idea that America is the best, but year after year they do not list the United States as the most free economically the most economically free country in the world, and nor does the others, nor does the other list, the Free the World Foundation. It's usually within the top 10, but sometimes it hasn't been. Sometimes it's been, I think, as low as 13, but I don't recall all the details. They've been doing these reports
for years. Yeah, I think those are the numbers.
But how many Americans are familiar with that? How many Americans have actually taken the time to investigate what things are like in other countries? Probably not very many. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about what life is like in other places. Well, I've seen the reports. I've seen the numbers and the statistics, but I haven't dug deep. And I'm doing this for a living. You know, I do talk radio for a living, so I'm probably a little more, I guess, tuned into the relative freedom elsewhere than the average American who's just going about their lives, working at their job, trying to get the bills paid. They don't have anything to compare it to what their experience has been.
I don't. For one, when you're talking about these lists of economic freedoms, there's some things that one must, you know, some qualifying statements. Hong Kong is the parent government of that is China. That's a little scary to me. I don't know much about what it's like to live in Hong Kong, but the fact that China is the state, the big state government there, that bothers me and that scares me a little bit. Singapore, which is number two generally, well, that's the kind of place where you can get beaten with a stick for spitting gum on the sidewalk. Another one is
Canada. Yeah, but I think you can chew gum in public now.
Well, yeah, they're moving in the direction of civil liberties there. Canada, you're talking about a place where essentially if you want to get good medical service, you have to leave the country and come to the United States. I'm not saying that there isn't some medical service there that's it's better to use the Canadian system for, you know, that's provided for you on the backs of the United States, drug users and things like that. But you have to leave the country in order to get good medical treatment in some cases. So these countries that show up before the United States on this list, and Canada did beat the United States on this list, I think, the last year. That's scary. Those places aren't particularly free in the area of civil liberties. The United States, I feel like the civil liberties are decreasing in this country, though.
Oh, of course. Well, and we don't really know how free some of those places are on civil liberties. There's different. I don't have the latest score, the latest rankings in front of me, but I think it's freetheworld.org. And again, the other one from the Heritage Foundation. You can dig into those if you like. But it was just kind of an offhanded question about, well, of course Americans are going to think their country's the best. What else do they know?
Yeah, I wonder if, what about all those other people in all those other crappy little countries? Do they think their country's the best?
That's a good question.
Do the people from the Marshall Islands, do they think their country's the best?
That's a great question. If you know the answer, 800-259-9231.
They must, right? I mean, this is just sort of a natural thing to do.
Nationalism, and indoctrinating people into this belief system.
More like tribalism to me.
The plot of land in which you were born is somehow better. The people that live there are somehow better than the rest of the world. I find it absolutely ludicrous, of course. But I would, I'd be lying if I said that I didn't have that belief system at one point. It's indoctrinated into us, probably by the government school system. So back to the numbers here from ABC News. So about 23% take the alternative view, saying that America used to be the greatest country, but is not anymore. And that's up from 9% about 25 years ago. Optimism about the system has taken an even bigger hit in this poll, produced for ABC News by Langer Research Associates back in 1974, shortly after Richard Nixon's resignation from the Watergate scandal. 55% of Americans were optimistic about our system of government and how well it works. Today, only 33% will say they are optimistic, the lowest number in nearly a dozen measurements taken across the decades. None, though, were taken in the early 1990s, the last time economic disgruntlement was as high as it is now. So 33% saying that they are optimistic about the system of government and how well it works. One in three. There's, according to the story, while optimism is down, pessimism about the workings of government hasn't risen. 20% are pessimistic about the average over 36 years of polls, and the number peaked much higher at 28% in 1996. Instead, the number saying they're uncertain about the U.S. system of government and how it's working, 46%, has reached a new high. So, it looks as though things in general are going in the we're-not-so-satisfied direction with the government here in the so-called United States. And as far as I'm concerned, that's good news. The more dissatisfaction, the better. The more dissent, the better. The more likely people be open to the idea of secession. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that we've got a bunch of stuff. And one of the main features of the site is
created content created by listeners like you. You visit freetalklive.com. You submit something to the website. Other listeners vote on whether they like your submission. Maybe it'll be a news article or a YouTube video that you liked or a blog post you found interesting. You submit it to the site. Other listeners vote on it, and the most voted up make it to the front page of the site, meaning more people see your submission, and we might see it and talk about it on the air. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive.
If you like Taryn Lupo's pieces on the LCL report, then check out his new historical fiction novel, Pirates of Savannah. It's an adventure novel about the birth of freedom in the Lowcountry. It's at its heart is a tale of prisoners, refugees, and society's casts off, all joining together to escape from government tyranny and discover a path to liberty on the open seas. It's a gritty, vivid account of what life is like in the 1700s, and it's loaded with real obscure historical events that time has nearly erased and buried. Taryn is doing an experiment in intellectual property and taking a risk by giving away the ebook completely free. You can check out what I believe are the first 15 chapters. It might have been 13. I just saw a new one was released today. Go to piratesofsavannahbook.com. It's piratesofsavannahbook.com.
So there's some more numbers here that I thought were relevant to give out, just kind of a snapshot here from ABC News and Yahoo News. They did a poll relating to Americans and their beliefs about government. And what we've discovered so far is that the numbers are skewing a little bit downward in the last 36 years. This is the lowest poll results that they have received regarding the question of whether America is the greatest nation on earth, for instance, where 88% would have said in 1984 that it was. Now it is lower than that. Now it's, 75% now. So that's a pretty significant drop. But that's not really the most relevant point of this. It's another relevant point is that people are looking at the United States government and how it works. And they're saying that they just don't think that the workings of government are very good. 20% are pessimistic, which, 46% saying they're uncertain about how the U.S. government works or about the U.S. system of government and how it works.
46% uncertain.
That's right. 74% are saying that. Let's see, the poll asked pessimistic or uncertain Americans what the problem was, the system itself. Okay, this is the bad news from our perspective. The system, getting a little lost in the numbers here, I apologize. The system itself or the people running the government. What's the problem? If you're okay, pessimistic about the government or uncertain, if you're in those two categories, what's wrong? Is it the people running the government or the government system itself?
Well, I'm sure they answered the people.
Yeah,
and
that's the bad news.
It is, that is the heart of the problem. And what I was hoping to see was that, that America would see from 2000 to 2006, the government was completely Republican-controlled. And from 2008 to 2010, it's been completely Democrat-controlled. And I was hoping that they would see in this time frame, one decade's time, a total shift in the American government, that it isn't really the people. As much, obviously it's not the party that you put in control, but it's more the problem with the system of governance as it stands. That Washington, D.C. is this big, ripe, juicy plum that sits out there where all the criminals are drawn to. The kind of person that would run and be able to win a Senate seat or a House of Representatives seat, that kind of person is the exact kind of person you do not want to be able to do it. The kind of person that is best qualified, that is able to...
They're sociopaths.
Yeah, well, is able to lie right to your face without any kind of compunction about it at all. That kind of person that's able to sell anyone, sell out anyone to get what they want. The kind of person that, somehow manages to duck and dodge, what it is that they do behind closed doors, because you know how the media loves to dick this stuff up. You know, these people that live their lives in such a bland way that they're able to, really obscure what it is that their sickness is, that kind of person is the one you absolutely don't want in. I think that that's education. I think people need to be educated that no matter who you put in there, that the system's going to corrupt them. We just read an article last week that, in fact, shows how people that go into government are more easily corrupted and...
And how it changes people.
How government will corrupt anyone who goes into it.
Right.
So
the power
you take,
changing people.
Yeah. You take. You have two things at work here. One, the government. The power will corrupt anyone. And B, that the people that will go for that power are more corruptible. So of course you have the most corrupt people there.
But it's unfortunate that 74%, or a 3-to-1 margin, so 74% of Americans say that it's the people that are running the government that are the problem, not the system itself. It means that there's a lot more learning that needs to take place here, that people have not yet come to the correct conclusions. They see the problems. That's what this poll is showing, that over the years that they've been asking these questions, it's getting worse, where people are saying now that that this is not so, this country isn't as great as it used to be, there are problems, the government's not so supported as it used to be, but they still believe that if they just change out the deck chairs of the Titanic, that somehow it will stop taking on water from, you know, hitting the iceberg. I mean, this ship is sinking. The idea of government is decrepit. It's old. It's outdated. It's old tech. It's barbaric, it's violent, it's based in force, but Americans haven't come to the conclusion yet that, well, what we were told in government schools may not have been the truth. This isn't the greatest system. It's not the best system.
Well, it may be the greatest system, but you're measuring it on a crappy yardstick.
I mean the greatest system we could have,
okay.
The best system that we could have.
Right, and that's the problem with government, is that it's a monopoly, and because it's a monopoly, you don't get to have options about what it is that you, innovation. Innovation doesn't come along. Imagine for a second, in, I think it was 1940s, a man named Bosch, who worked for the Mercedes-Benz company, came up with the idea of a fuel injection system. Imagine instead of several competing automotive companies, that you only had one automotive company that sold cars to people, and everybody had to buy a car. They didn't even have an option. You had to come up with the money, and you had to buy a car.
You'd have the Flintstones car, where you'd have to, like, walk it. Places.
You'd never have the fuel injection system. This guy's stuff would have, he would have been derided as, you hate automobiles. You hate them. You hate cars.
What was the car from Russia? The Volga?
The Volga?
Volga?
Yeah. That's the car the government built.
Yeah. You have that.
The crappiest automobile. Well, no, you wouldn't. Because, honestly, the Volga is based on a vehicle that it's at least modeled after a vehicle that was created more so in a free market.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, I mean, you wouldn't have a car with hay-stuffed seats. You wouldn't have a car with manual... this is what the Volga was. Manual steering, manual brake, hay-stuffed seats. I mean, I know the Volkswagen used to have its windshield wiper run off of the air from the spare tire. What kind of Mickey Mouse jury rigging is this?
All right, you can take control of the airwaves and ring up what you want. So we got the FBI coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing ClipHanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. ClipHanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, ClipHanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, ClipHanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with ClipHanger. ClipHanger is thin.
in. And simple. Has a one-year warranty against breakage and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And by the way, some of the features there include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See for yourself there. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that's struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies in the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
So, still crunching through some numbers here that somewhat revealing about the American people's current snapshot of how it is they feel about the government. According to ABC News, 49% pessimistic or uncertain about the system and how it's working, and mainly blame the people running the government for the problems. Those 49%, they're just not paying close enough attention.
It's
they
true,
don't
though.
Know
it, it, is,
really...
it is true, though, to some extent, Ian. Wouldn't you agree that a show like ours would be marginalized and unimportant in a world where, say, guys like Ron Paul and people, people who believed, and I'm just talking about in your world, right? People who believed that the government should be small, unintrusive, only stick to the things that are laid out, very succinctly in the Constitution as government. governmental roles, wouldn't you
agree?
That
world doesn't exist.
Agreed. It doesn't. But what I'm pointing out
to you... For real reasons, like you talked about a segment ago, wherein the power attracts the corrupted or the corruptible. So it's a fantasy world.
I concur with you on that. However, at the heart of it all, government doesn't even exist. There is no government system.
There are only people. Right.
And the question is the problem the system or the people? And the fact is, the problem is the people, because the people will always corrupt whatever the system is. The system was meant to work in whatever fashion it was meant to work. I think the Founding Fathers had a better... none of them imagined the government being as intrusive and dictatorial and authoritarian as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Not even Alexander Hamilton. You pick your least favorite, most authoritarian Founding Father, and I don't think they imagined this for a second.
Sure. I mean, yes, the government doesn't exist. There are buildings, there are vehicles, and there are human beings, but there is no government. It's just an idea. But the idea is an outgrowth of humans' belief that it's okay to control their neighbors, right? So the government is essentially a collective manifestation of what human beings believe about what is and what is not appropriate.
It is okay to control your neighbor. And this is one of the rhetorical points that you fail on. It is okay to control your neighbor. You would agree if your neighbor does something to harm someone else that it is okay to extract an amount of
thank you for the correction. I didn't mean dealing with a situation where somebody has already aggressed against somebody. I mean attempting to control their behavior by aggressing against them.
I agree.
Telling them how they should live how they must live their lives, what they can and what they can't do, and just arbitrarily putting it down on them without their agreement and consent.
Well, I don't know that it's arbitrary. It's supposed to be. If you don't work for the government, it's not arbitrary. It should be that those of us, the plebeians, we all have to follow the rules in a relatively fair fashion. Obviously, some people get caught, some people don't, but it's relatively fair. Now, obviously, if you're a politician or a police officer, the rules are they're applied in a different fashion. But, that's not necessarily arbitrary. It's just that the ideas of liberty are simple and they work for most people. And it's a system that you can explain easily to people.
Sure. So what I was talking about is the government essentially being the manifestation of what people believe about how it's okay to use force to control their neighbors. That's what I should have added, that it's okay to use aggressive force to control their neighbors. If people on a wide scale didn't believe that, at some level, I mean, they don't act like they believe it, right? On a day-to-day basis, they act very kind to their neighbors, and they, get along mostly with their neighbors, and they interact on a consensual basis with people in their business and in their neighborhood and their schools, and it's just that there's some sort of deep-seated belief that says it's okay to gang up with your other neighbors that believe as you do and force your belief systems on other people, even if they themselves wouldn't want that to happen to them. If they believe that they're in the majority, then they think it's okay to at that point then force their moral sets or their values on their neighbors. And so at some level, that belief system comes out in the government that we have today, because at some level people do believe that it's acceptable. Because if they didn't believe it was acceptable, then they wouldn't stand for it. Then they wouldn't make excuses for it. Then they wouldn't look at it and they'd say, well, it's only a problem with the people running the government. It's not a problem with the government. That the government would be the problem. They would realize that using force against their peaceful neighbors, which is what the government is, it's a tool of force, it's a tool of aggressive violence, that they would reject that altogether. And maybe if we can bring them to that conclusion by doing this show and other great liberty-oriented programs and outreach projects, then maybe we will be able to show them the gun in the room and why it's not acceptable.
That's really the only solution. I mean, that's the only thing that can be done, because these issues, although you can say something like one should never use aggressive force on one's neighbor, and somebody will, of course. That same person will say, well, zoning laws are okay, or they'll say, well, drug laws are okay, or whatever. So you really can't just make the overarching statement. You have to apply it to at least enough circumstances for that person that are important, that it all tumbles down for them. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That is force. Right. They have to come to the conclusion that it is a government is aggressive force, and no amount of voting it takes that away. No amount of getting together with other people who believe you legitimizes aggression.
A majority of people willing to go out and do the voting in a certain geographic area doesn't make something right. I would like to bring up, for example, slavery in the South up to the 1860s.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't right then.
The large enough percentage of people believed that slavery was the right thing to do, that blacks were subhuman or sub-white in some way, and that, you know, it was necessary. If we don't have slaves, the cotton doesn't get picked. You know, that was the big argument. Look, our economy is based on slavery. Somehow, by the way, the South has managed to make it since then without slavery, but, well, at least not that form, chattel slavery.
35% of Americans concede they don't know enough about their own selection of candidates to say how many of them, if any, share their view of what needs to be done to improve things in the country. 19% say there are a lot or a good amount of such candidates. The plurality, 46%, say there are few or none. That is, few or none candidates that share their views as to what needs to be done. So a lot of widespread dissatisfaction with political candidates. And here's an interesting statistics about the age ranges of the the people that are in the survey here and how the numbers broke down there. It's a significant factor in views of the country's greatness. 83% of adults age 50 and up call the United States the greatest country in the world. That number drops to 68% for those who are under the age of 50. It's 74% among people in their 40s, 69% among those in their 30s, and 61% among 18 to 29-year-olds. So a big, big shift there between folks that are above 50, where 83% of them saying the U.S., the greatest country in the world. If you're 18 to 29, 61% saying that the U.S. is the greatest country in the world. So as people are, the younger the survey respondent, the more likely they were to say, yeah, this country not so great.
Hmm. That's interesting. Yeah. Young people are becoming less and less enamored, I guess.
And it makes sense because young people are more keyed into information than the older folks are. They're more likely to be heavy users of the internet, more likely to come across alternative viewpoints, less likely to use the mainstream media for their news. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features on our site for free. If you like the show and want to help support the show, you can do that by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. Just get your shopping done there. Whatever it is you need to buy, you can likely find it. They've got dozens of categories, even used items, groceries, office supplies, you name it, man. They probably sell it. Amazon.freetalklive.com, and you'll get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. Plus, you can even buy used in a bunch of different categories. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link, and a portion of the purchase price goes to Free Talk Live. Still the same great prices that you're used to. It's just that Amazon's cutting off some of their profit and sending it over to us for sending them the business. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, mostly some good news in an ABC News survey revealing that Americans are less than satisfied about how the system works and with the government. And the biggest problem in the poll is that Americans are still believing, the supermajority of Americans still believe that it's just the people that are the problem. That if we are just to find the right legislators, if we could just elect the right people, that would change everything. And of course, it's not very likely that the right people are ever going to become elected, because the system attracts the corrupted, the system attracts the power seekers, and those people are willing to do whatever it takes to get their hands on that power. It's only occasionally that you'll see anybody like a Ron Paul out in a political race, and it's less than occasional when somebody like Ron Paul will win a political race. Ron Paul is like the exception.
Yeah, it's hard for me to imagine even how he did it, but thank goodness he did. It's nice to be able to use him as a proof of concept, an example of these situations. But by and large, he's really how often is it that narrow of a vote that his one vote matters? I mean, he's fastidious about getting there.
It's usually 400 whatever to one.
Yeah, that's 434 to one. I mean, that's a lot of times the most important stuff. He's the lone voice.
He's only, he's valuable only from the fact that people pay attention to it, that he's unique in that he is that lone voice, and so he gets attention. And of course, his political campaign in 2008 was incredibly successful, all things considered. I mean, as far as third-party campaigns go, or as far as the Libertarians have done in the past, Ron Paul mopped them up. I mean, he did a great job getting the ideas of freedom out there. Was it a truly principled 100% freedom message? No, it was like 98%. But dang, that's pretty good, all things considered. And so good kudos to Ron Paul for everything that he's done for liberty. And of course, the Ron Paul campaign was also really great evidence of the strength of the internet and it making it, you know, turning into an organizational tool, a way for people to get involved in ways that they've heretofore never been able to get involved in political campaigns. The money bomb, of course, is a now much aped political campaigning tool that had never been done before. The Ron Paul campaign, where it was a Ron Paul campaign supporter, not a campaign staff member, not somebody who was working for Ron Paul. In fact, none of the innovation and the Ron Paul campaign came from his official campaign. The innovation came from the grassroots.
Honestly,
folks.
His campaign, his official campaign, kind of stunk as far as I was concerned.
It's a campaign.
I think they tried their very best with it, but Ron Paul, to his credit, tries very, 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 very hard to be a very good representative in the U.S. House of Representatives. And he probably didn't expect to win, so he felt like he should turn his campaign over to other folks. And, you know, I felt things could have been done differently. There wasn't enough television. There was too much radio. They pushed, portions of his they pushed the few things that he's actually pro government on, in his radio commercials. I just thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean,
he's a doctor, and it was medicine was a huge issue in 2008. Government intervention in medicine, and he didn't even it was barely even touched. I mean, the one area where he should be able to knock it out of the park every time, his campaign didn't even work on that.
Yeah. So, but the people that were supporting him did a kick-butt job with his campaign, and they did amazing, innovative things. The Ron Paul Levolution thing, where revolution had the word love kind of reversed in it, and that was made into billboards. It was put on a blimp or something like that. I mean, it was all over the place. And all of that was done by the individuals who were the grassroots supporters of Ron Paul.
Yeah, this was real grassroots. Real, real, real grassroots.
Right, well, the reason you say that is a lot of what typical political candidates, Republicans and Democrats, would claim to be grassroots is really just their political campaign directing people, whatever that means. I don't know what that means.
Fake grassroots.
Okay. Yeah, it's a top-down organizational method to say, look at our grassroots. Whereas when it's the Ron Paul campaign, the campaign didn't even know what was going on to support. They had no idea what people
they
were doing.
They ended up just turning people over to the other folks in the beginning, at least.
But I bring up Ron Paul because the other part of this poll that we mentioned in the last segment was the young people. The young people in this poll are much more pessimistic about the method of government and the effectiveness of government and how great the country supposedly is. And it was the young people that really were from what I could tell, the engine behind the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, if you think about, Mark, when we had folks on that were supporting Ron Paul, we had Vijay Boyapati on, who is the former Google guy that actually quit his job at Google to go and campaign for Ron Paul. Trevor Lyman was the guy that came up with the Ron Paul money bomb, and these guys are in their early 20s. It was really a young people's campaign for a guy who's almost 80 years old. It was an incredible connection that these people, these young folks, were able to make with Ron Paul, who otherwise, you wouldn't think that those kinds of age ranges would particularly gel very effectively.
Yeah, well, it's Ron Paul's. It's the message of liberty.
That's
and
it.
Not Ron Paul.
Yeah, Ron Paul was
he would
the
tell
vehicle.
You.
That's true. Yeah, he was the vehicle.
Because he's a relatively soft-spoken guy, and I think he's gotten better, from interviews and things like that since 2008 in his campaign, because he just had a lot more practice.
Oh,
he's probably had a lot more fastballs thrown at him. He's a soft-spoken, older gentleman, there's really nothing to get excited about him when it comes to a 20-year-old. He's, he looks like and acts like just another politician. Actually, he doesn't have as much zip as a lot of politicians do.
He doesn't come off as fake like they
do. Yeah, that much is true.
And that made a difference. It resonated with young people, and young people were able to come across those ideas easily and quickly because of social networking and because of the internet and their mastery, their relative mastery of it. It's not to say that older people don't understand the internet. They do. I mean, there's some retirees out there, some of the biggest internet whizzes you'll come across. I mean, they've got the time and the money to pour into their hobby of using the internet. Young people have been, you know, they grew up on these things. I mean, it's amazing to me as a relatively young person. I'm 30 now, but I remember being just amazed about a decade ago. I was over at one of my friends spending some time with a friend, and he had a younger sibling who was maybe 6 or 7, and just watching them use the computer was just
click, 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 all over the place.
I was just blown away by it, and this is I'm speaking as a computer geek. As somebody who spends right. all day on a computer and can build a computer from scratch, just watching a young person, somebody a decade or two decades younger than me, use a computer was amazing, mind-bending, awe-inspiring.
So you were impressed with what their abilities were as an individual, or impressed with their abilities as a 7-year-old?
As a young individual, I'm not sure what your question is.
Well, I'm just saying, were they better than you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I didn't have a whole lot of time to analyze their
You're just amazed at their age.
Wow.
Their technical abilities for their age.
Look how young this person is, and look what they're able to do on the computer, and all of the things that people who are younger than I am are plugged into. Like, for a while, I was like, what's all this text messaging stuff, right?
Yeah, well, I have it turned off on my phone, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and
what's this Twitter all about? I don't get it.
I've had
that perspective.
Yeah, I think we need to look at it when we start feeling that way, because it's easy to get old.
Yeah,
it's easy to get crotchety and curmudgeon-y.
These kids today and they're texting, and but then my girlfriend got a phone with one of the texting capabilities, and so I did a little bit of texting there, but still I'm not into it. I don't have a bunch of people that I text, but they are, and technology is even more an integral part in their lives than it is in mine, at least from my observations. And that's a good thing for liberty, because they're connected and the ideas can flow quicker to them. They don't have to come across some arcane book in the library on accident and discover the ideas of freedom. It's being pushed. It's being promoted. It's being socially networked toward them. So over time, I think that the young folks' dissatisfaction with the system itself, more young people coming to the conclusion that it's wrong to use aggression against peaceful people, will lead us to wherever it is we're going next. And I'll tell you where we're going next. Hour number 2 is coming up. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.